Sure appreciate that song this morning. I believe the Lord can do anything. He can do anything. We know He can. In this, starting at verse 1, it says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." I want us to think a little bit this morning about life with God and death to the world. You know, the Lord here, He says, if we be risen with Christ, if we've been made alive with Christ, then seek those things which are above. You know, it seems to me like lately, the last couple of weeks, we've just heard too much about people here and there committing suicide and things like that. Maybe it's partly the atmosphere that's over our country right now. It's a tragedy. And you look at that and it seems beyond comprehension. But you know, the Lord, I believe, wants us to have life. He wants us to have some things inside that are alive and alive in Christ. I want us to think about some of those comparisons this morning, the death to the world and the life of Christ living within us. I was thinking about a little bit ago about young people and how much I enjoy being with young people. I enjoy watching young people because they play, they enjoy. Children, it seems like there's a level of carefree enjoyment a lot of times that sometimes grown-ups don't have as much of. And I love to see that. It just seems so, it's a beautiful picture to see children playing and enjoying things. You know, in my mind, and I know that there are, this is just kind of a relating here, but in my mind, I call that a measure of life. I love to see the life that is in young people and in children. You know, this morning, there's a life in God as well. That many, many times what we are seeking in life and what the world seeks is the things that God came to bring. When it speaks of the fruits of the Spirit, it talks about love and peace. It talks about joy. It talks about the different things that it mentions there with the fruits of the Spirit. You know, those are things that we crave. People crave to be loved, and they really crave to show love, whether they know it or not. It's a craving that we have within. It's life. It's something from God. Peace is something that we crave. People crave peace. And a lot of times when people are giving their life to whatever pursuit they're pursuing, they're really looking for some sense of security, some way to make themselves feel at peace inside and all of those things, when really the Lord came to make us alive in Christ and to give us some things that the world really cannot give us. And if the world gives us a measure of it, it may take it away in just a little while. That's probably what's been happening to some of these people. They've lost some of the things the world has offered them. I want us to think about the third verse this morning. Ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. The definition of dead is, part of it is without life, inanimate, deprived or destitute of life. And I want us to look at some scriptures this morning that might help us. Last week we talked a little bit about sin and about the bondage of sin, about the slavery that sin brings upon people's lives, and how that the Lord wanted to set people free. This morning I want to talk about a related part of that and read a little bit here or there, maybe a couple of scriptures that were even the same. In Romans 6 and 11, it says here, "Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." You know, there are some things that we have to put to death if we want to be alive in the Lord. And I want to read a number of scriptures that bring some of that out. But it says here, you reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto the Lord. We cannot be dead and alive at the same time. There has to be a death to us, in us, a death to sin, if we want the life of Christ to live within us. And this is something that we want to recognize, that they don't coexist in the same life. It's not a place where, well, I'll reduce the amount of sins that I have so that Christ can live in me. We have to die to some things. I want to talk about that this morning. Back over, and I'm going to flip back and forth here for just a minute, in Colossians 3 again, in verse 4, it says, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory." Now listen to the words of these verses here. "Mortify," or put to death, "therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." You know, I think about this, we read here, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory." But the sixth verse says, "For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." You know, how can we expect to be with Him in glory if the wrath of God abides on us? I just want us to think a little bit this morning. I know last week we was working and establishing a little bit by Scripture the doctrine of holiness and the doctrine of putting away sin and living for the Lord. You know, it says here, I'm thinking about the hope toward God that we have when we have life in Christ and when we allow the life of Christ to live within our soul and in our spirit. There is a mortifying and a putting away of things that we have to do if we are to allow Christ to live within us. I want to read back in 1 Corinthians 6, and starting at verse 9, it says here, "Know ye not..." Now listen to the words that this says, because we're talking about life in Christ and death to the world. It says here, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived." Listen to the words that Paul speaks to us. He says here, "Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." I'm thinking this morning about the Word of God today. You know, no matter what the world around us speaks, the Word of God tells us here, He says, don't be deceived. He says here, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" When we pick up the way of God, there is a dying and a death to the things of this life and to the wicked things of this life that we must die to. Death is an inanimate, it says, an inanimate object. It's something that doesn't live or move. You know, the Lord expects and wants us to have a death to the world of sin, to the things that are in life, to the things that would call after us. And today, I know that we live in a world that we're shocked at some of the things that are being accepted in some of the mainstream denominations today. And I just want to encourage us this morning to get a real hold on the Word of God and know what it says, that we must depart from evil, that we must separate ourselves and die to those things. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, And it goes on with a list there. And it says, it talks about effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor drunkards. And it doesn't say if at some point they believed in God, they'll be okay. It says they won't inherit the kingdom of God. And you know, it's real important for us today because we want to have life in our souls. And we want to have that thing down in that we can know, I have life. I have that blessed thing from God that lives within my life. And the Lord wants us to have that. But we have to recognize it cannot and will not coexist with these kind of things, with evil in our hearts today. So there is a death that we have to die. We read the scripture where it said, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. That's talking about put them to death. Allow God to wash us. On down in this scripture in the 11th verse it says, and such were some of you. We don't have anything to boast about. Every one of us had the stain of sin on our life at some time. But you know, he says, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You know, that's a blessing that the Lord has given to us. But now you are washed. It's talking about death. It's talking about life. When we're washed, it's talking about a cleansing, a cleaning, a new life, making alive. That's what I believe this is speaking of here this morning. I want to look at 2 Timothy 2 and 11. I know I don't preach on these kind of things all the time. I like to preach on real exciting things. Everybody does, and it's nice when the Lord gives you those kind of messages. But you know, we have to be aware of the things that the Word says concerning our life. In 1 Timothy 2 and 11, it says, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. You mean there's some suffering? There is some suffering. There is some cutting off of some things that will bring a little bit of pain to the flesh. If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. In Romans 6 and 11, I know it's late. I don't plan to be real long here this morning. But we feel like the Lord wants to establish some things in our hearts so that it can't be moved. Established by the Scripture. Established by, this is what the Word of the Lord says, and I want to take it all into my life. It's the only way that I can have life. It's the only way I can get to heaven, is to take all the Word of God. We read this Scripture a while ago. I want to read on from this Scripture now. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your instruments as righteous, your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. See where it speaks a number of places, alive unto God and alive from the dead. I want to look at 1 Peter 2 and 24. And it speaks here, who His own self, speaking of Christ, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Listen to the words. Now, I know that I believe this is the 25th is a prophecy from Isaiah, and the Lord uses that Himself, I believe it was this same scripture, as for physical healing as well. But here it says that whose His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. You know, isn't that a blessing that the Lord has made a way for us to be alive, to be saved, to be freed from those captive bonds that held us dead to Christ? There was a time when all of us were dead to the Lord, and we died. We were in our sins and yet had no spiritual life within us. But the Lord wants to put within our life spiritual life. It's vibrant. It's something that blesses our life. It gives us hope for the future. It gives us direction. We hear from the Lord. We hear from His Spirit as we are alive to the Lord. Then He begins to speak to us. He begins to guide our life and lead us. And there's many, many blessings that we find as we are alive to the Lord. I want to look at a scripture over here in 1 John 2 and 15, where it speaks here, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world." Now, we're talking about a death this morning to some things of the world. "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." You know, I was thinking about this scripture about not loving the world. You know, sometimes when we think about dead to the world, we think of sinners dying a death to the world. You know that the saints have to die a death to the world too. The people of God, as we feel the pull of the world, I will say I believe every one of us feel the pull sometimes of the world around us. And it's not necessarily always evil things. Many times it's just things that... There's many things that are good in the way God made them. But when the devil takes them and perverts them and puts lust in there and puts a strong desire that we begin to center on those things, we find that those things will destroy our life with Christ. And we have to die to some of those things this morning. I just want to encourage us this morning that the Lord wants us to die to the things that would cause us to be at odds with God. In Galatians 6, I want to read just a little more, and then I'm coming back to this place, Lord willing. In Galatians 6 and verse 14, it says here, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Have you ever thought about what the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ was? What was it that Christ died on? What was it that He suffered on? It was a cross, wasn't it? It was a cross to His flesh. He died to His own life in this flesh. The Lord let Himself be taken on that cross. It says here, "God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." He's relating that cross that Christ died on to the cross that He's bearing now. And He said here, "By whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." There was a crucifixion in Paul's life where he died to some things of this life that his flesh wanted to live on. And sometimes we find that there's a death, a cutting off that we have to make in our life if we want to serve God. One scripture says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." Joshua, I believe, is the one that said that. "Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." There was a cutting off in his life of those things that some of his fellow men, idols that they worshipped and things that they took into their lives. But we find him saying, "Choose this day." For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. You know, the Lord is talking about a new creature, a new life, a life that we didn't have before. We were dead to spiritual things. And He says now what really matters is a new life in Christ, a new life in the Lord. You know, when we come before God, Lord, I want a life in You. I would like to have spiritual life in my soul. The kind that when I lay down at night, I feel good about laying down. And that I'm not fearful that what if something happens tonight? What would happen to me? You know, that's not what I really call life. But I appreciate that the Lord has brought to us some things to give us life. I want to move back over here into 1 John 2 again and verse 16. It says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." You know, I think it would be nice sometimes if there was just a defined line where you could just say, well, I just choose this and this and this and this, and then that's it. But life isn't like that. It's not a defined line. What we find is we find ourselves beginning to be involved in things that are good. And then we find ourselves beginning to be involved in things too much that are good. I remember Bob Salee one time speaking of fishing and how he enjoyed fishing. And he said he got to where he was fishing every day. And he was spending a lot of time fishing. You know, that's a good thing to fish. I enjoy that too. But, you know, it got to where it was stealing his spiritual life. It began to encroach on him. Where is the line that you could draw when it starts taking away? When it starts taking away from my spiritual life, then there's a line that I have to die to. And what I would like to go do, I'm not going to do because I value something more than that. I value life more than that. I just want to encourage us this morning to allow ourselves to die to the things that we need to. It says here, "But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." I just wanted to mention this word lust. See, this word lust, we take in our mind sometimes to think only sinful things. But the word here means a longing. Especially, this is the Greek, and this is what Strong's has, especially for what is forbidden, concupiscence, desire, lust after. You know, I was thinking about a scripture in Luke 22 and 15, and I looked up some of the places that this same Greek word is used. And when Jesus said, and He said unto them, "With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." That is the same word. It was a very strong desire. It was born of something deep within his heart. And so when we find that our desires, and they're not always a sinful thing, but when we find that something is pulling at us and we find it's getting out of control, that's where we as Christians, or we as the people of God, Lord, I want life in my soul. I don't want anything to crowd out the voice of God. The directions that You give me. I don't want anything to crowd out that knowledge down deep that it's well with my soul. I don't want anything to crowd out and begin to cast a shadow over those things. And so we die to some of those things. I want to encourage us this morning that there are some decisions sometimes that we have to make. I will die. I will die to that thing. Sometimes for a sinner, it might be a huge thing, a huge mountain, and they have to determine, I'm going to die to that. I realize that that keeps me from my salvation. To a saint, it might be to one that's serving God with all their heart, it might be something that's crowding out their time for the service of God. To do the will of God, it might be something that's competing with that. And there comes a time when all of us sometimes have to say, I'm going to die to that. Because I want life. I want life in my life. I want life in my soul. Those are decisions that we make. In Philippians 2 and 5, I'm just about done. I want to look at a few scriptures here. Philippians 2 and 5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." And I'm just going to move on down for the sake of reading to verse 8. It says, "And being found in fashion as a man," this is Christ Jesus, "He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." You know, the Lord Himself made Himself of no reputation. And He took upon Himself the form of a man. And He died on the cross. And, you know, we have a number of songs. I didn't write any song numbers down, but we have a number of songs that speaks to that. You know, there's a cross that we have to take. If we want to serve the Lord and we want to have life, not just a name to live, but if we want to have spiritual life within our soul, there's a cross that we have to take. It's part of the life of Christ. And we die to the world. We die to the things that we know God is displeased with. And what He replaces it with, look what Jesus received. "Wherefore He hath received," it says, "a name, He hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name that is above every name." Isn't that wonderful how the Lord exalted Him and blessed Him? We never can know what the Lord will do in our life, how He will bless us with His presence, how He will give us of His mind. That's a great exalting that the Lord would speak to us. You know, God will do that for us. I just want to encourage us this morning. Allow ourselves to die. Allow it to happen. Allow those decisions in our life. Make the hard decisions and choices. Because otherwise we float along in a life wishing things was different, wondering where we're at, wondering why, when really we need to make some choices with the Lord and die to some things in our life. I want to read one more set of scriptures. In John 12 and 24, this very concept is spoken of again. Jesus was speaking here, John 12 and 24. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." You know, that's a concept that I've looked at so many times. When I look out in the yard sometimes, I see those big, beautiful trees, and I realize there was a little seed. Something had to die. Something had to die. Sometimes we have something we need to let die. But we don't know the fruit that comes from it. We don't see the big tree that the Lord wants to erect in our hearts. A tree that produces fruits of love, of peace, of kindness to others, of gentleness. Things that God wants to put within us and within our home. God wants to give us those things. But many times it comes at a death. A death to some things that maybe we've held on to. Maybe a little bitterness even. Maybe a little, "This is mine, this is mine, this is the only thing I got on you." You know, let it go. Die. Die to it. Literally die to it. Crucified with Christ and He in me. Life springs forth from death. Fruit comes from that process. We fear to die. We fear to make those kind of decisions sometimes. But those are the things that bless our lives. Those are the things that bring forth the tree, that bring forth what we really want. Life comes from death. Amen.
While sleeping careless on the brink of an eternal woe, I found shall.